Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Research. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. It says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Because we don't reverence God, we give his glory to men, so we're really just taking his name in vain. Wow. Let's look at a couple of them. John 12, 28. Write that down. John 12, 28. And we know the story here. This was when Jesus Christ was getting baptized. And listen to the terminology used in this incident. John chapter 12, verse 28. It says, "Father," this is Jesus, "glorify" what? "Thy name." "Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." His name. What are we doing with the name? I want you to even go a little further. Let's go a little deeper. We say we're Christians, right? And we hold the name of Christ in Christ in Christians. So whenever we're sinning and doing things wrong, we are taking God's name in vain. Aren't we not? If we represent Christ, if people see us sinning, we have taken his name in vain and said it wasn't important. Are we taking God's name in vain? Now, let's get down to it a little bit more. Why should we not call people these names? I think it's clear. Psalms 111 verse 9 tells us that God's name is holy and reverend. It's only used one time in reference to God only. So therefore, it shouldn't be applied to man. But distinctively, I want you to go home and read this. Matthew chapter 23, 1 through 12. The entire, those 12 verses. Jesus Christ in there condemns the use of religious titles. Matthew 23, 1 through 12. And we've already read one verse, 23 verse 8, when Jesus Christ says, "All ye are brethren." Whenever we use titles, it separates. People want to start elevating themselves higher than others. Oh, I'm pastor so-and-so. I'm minister so-and-so. I'm reverend so-and-so. And I say so. That's exactly what I say. My wife's uncle, they go around there calling him Reverend so-and-so. Like, how you doing? And I call him by his name. I said, Mr. King. And my wife said, why you don't call him Reverend? And I gave her this study. She said, oh yeah, you're right. She said, wow. She said, we've been doing that forever because of the tradition of men. Men wants to steal God's glory. And we cannot feed into it because we are hurting them, and also we are not doing what Christ told us to do. Now, here's a scripture I want you to take a look at. I want you to look at, turn to the book of James. We're going to read two verses.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.